No matter how much it gets abused, the body can restore balance. The first rule is to stop interfering with nature. Deepak Chopra.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Hey there, welcome to the show. I'm your host, Samantha Lee Wright, and it's a privilege to introduce you to our guest today, Amy Galper, who is the author of the new book, Plant-Powered Beauty, the Essential Guide to Using Natural Ingredients for Health, Wellness, and Personal Skin Care. For today's interview, we dive in with Amy all about her book, the wonderful recipes inside of it. And then the second half of the interview, we dive into one of our favorite essential oils of all time, Ylang Ylang Essential Oil. It's such a beautiful smelling plant. If you haven't smelt it, if you don't own a bottle, you are going to want to grab one after this episode. We will dive into all of that and more after we pull a recipe out of our DIY dugout. Today's DIY dugout actually comes from our guest today, Amy Galper, who is the author of Plant-Powered Beauty. And the recipe is called the Soothing Rollerball, which is great for soothing nervous energy and opening the heart. To make the soothing rollerball, you'll need 10 drops of white pine essential oil, 14 drops of lavender essential oil, and 2 drops of German chamomile essential oil. Add about a third of an ounce or a little less than 1 tablespoon of jojoba oil or your favorite carrier oil into a small measuring cup and add your essential oils. Blend with a metal glass or wooden stirrer and carefully pour into a rollerball. Pop on the top of your rollerball and gently shake. Thanks so much for that recipe, Amy. You can find more amazing recipes in her book, Plant-Powered Beauty, which you'll hear about here in a moment.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of a life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order. Hello, dear friends. I have been searching forever for a skincare line that would complement the benefits of essential oils, be great for sensitive skin, was research-based, and free of any toxic chemicals. See, essential oils are great for enhancing the absorption of healthy compounds, and we only want to drive the good stuff in. So I am so pleased to introduce you to OneSkin as a continued sponsor to the show. For a limited time, you can try OneSkin for 15% off using the code REVOLUTION when you check out at oneskin.co. Give your skin the scientifically proven gentle care it deserves with OneSkin. Now, if you have sensitive skin like I do, you'll be pleased to know that their scientifically proven topical supplements are free from over 1,500 chemicals and preservatives that can irritate your skin. It's just one of the reasons they've earned the Skin Safe seal of approval. As a naturopathic doctor, I was so impressed by the fact that OneSkin was founded by an all-woman team of scientists, and OneSkin's products are backed by extensive lab and clinical data to validate their efficacy and safety on all skin types. They are also the first and only skin longevity company to target cellular senescence, a key hallmark of aging. Their topical supplements are the easiest way to keep your skin healthy and hydrated without the harsh ingredients often found in other skincare products that we try to avoid. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code REVOLUTION at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code REVOLUTION. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support your show and tell them we sent you.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hey there, revolutionaries. I am here with the incredible Amy Galper, who is the aromatherapist and co-author of the book Plant Powered Beauty, the essential guide to using natural ingredients for health, wellness, and personal skincare. Amy is also the co-founder of the New York Institute of Aromatic Studies, and she's been a certified aromatherapist since 2001, as well as a passionate advocate, entrepreneur, formulator, and consultant in organic beauty and wellness. A true pioneer in the field of natural beauty, Amy helped bring awareness for the need for toxic-free beauty and body care products to the public with her award-winning line of products called Buddha Nose. Amy's been featured in dozens of media outlets, including Cosmopolitan, The Dr. Oz Show, and People. Amy, it's just beyond an honor to have you here with us today. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. It's great to be here. I'm really excited. Thanks for inviting me.
Well, I have your beautiful book right here in front of me. You recently co-authored Plant Powered Beauty. It's just wonderful. And there's lots of recipes and great information. So tell us a little about the process of writing that book. What was that like?
It was wonderful, actually. It was the first time, you know, I'd really written a book. So at first, obviously, it was quite daunting. But it's a subject that I love so much and have been kind of surrounded by for so many years now. It's about, I don't know, 17, 18 years that it's been such a part of my life that it was really just about getting out of all these things that I knew and were living out on paper. And that was a very kind of exciting and energizing process, actually, to be able to kind of articulate it and communicate it in that way to other people. I mean, many of the recipes that we share in the book were some of mine that I've been mixing up and using for years, and certainly all the ingredients that I've been playing with and getting to know and have relationships with, so to speak, it was just really great to kind of get it out in all one place. So.
I love about your book, not only do you have these phenomenal recipes and really great step-by-step instructions on how to make them, but you also have a lot of education in here about essential oils and botanicals and things like that. It's just a really lovely read. I'm going to read out loud one little paragraph I highlighted from one of the early chapters about essential oils and synergies. And you say, the hundreds of unique molecules that make up the whole essential oil are present at varying percentages. So when we mix different oils together, they have a remarkable ability to bond together to either increase or diminish the specific action of the molecules that make them up. I love the whole conversation around synergy and essential oils. So give us some examples of how this all works.
A synergy basically is a blend of essential oils. And the way that we teach it at our school is we believe that a synergy really should be composed of 3 to 5 essential oils. And that's it. You don't need to get so fancy, because we really believe that the power of the oils really comes out when they're blended together. It's great to know the individual therapeutic actions of each individual oil, but really where the art and the science of the aromatherapist, the one who's formulating and working with a client or formulating beauty products, is that this art of formulating is inspired by this idea of customizing for the individual, of connecting to what's causing the imbalance. And there's something beautiful about this synergy that can offer that kind of approach. Let's say you're thinking to soothe, you know, sad feelings or a broken heart or disappointment or something like that. It might be nice to kind of think about all those elements that we would want to do to kind of offer an aromatherapy hug to that person. So we'd want something that would, you know, maybe bring in a flower oil, right? Flowers have such resonance with the heart and our emotions and compassion and feeling. And then maybe we might want to bring in like a citrus to bring an uplifting and happy and joyful vibe to the blend. And then maybe we may want to bring in another oil that offers an experience of movement, because, you know, when we're sad, we also feel stuck sometimes. So maybe we need a little blend and little oil in there that will kind of inspire us to move out of this place. So then you might look at something like an essential oil flower like lavender and maybe support it with some orange essential oil. And then maybe bring in a little bit of ginger for the movement and for grounding in that kind of, you know, unbalanced time. And so now suddenly these oils take on like a really holistic approach.
It's really clear, Amy, as you talk, that essential oils for you are, they're not just these things in bottles. Like, they're really your friends. Like, you know these oils really well. And I think that that's attainable for everyone. Just play with your oils, get to know them. And then you can sort of approach mixing and blending and synergy from a very organic, very intuitive place. You know, it's not, I think one of my favorite things about essential oils is how infinitely complex the science can be, but also how simple you can make it as well. You don't have to make it complicated.
Oh, not at all. You know, not at all. And I think another thing is we're building synergies. And I think some people do get, as you said, can get so caught up in the complex chemical constituents and what they're made of, or even the quote that you read in the book about the molecules and all of this. And people get so caught up in that, that I think they forget the simplest part about an essential oil is how it smells.
Right. Yeah.
And that what is attracting us to it, why we're using it, is because of how beautiful they smell. And one part that's really important in making and blending synergies is always being reminded of how we can create beautiful aromas by blending them together. And by connecting to that sense of smell, we can connect to a very deep place within ourselves that can help us live healthier and happier lives. So I think that we can't get too caught up with the molecules that we forget really how beautiful their scents are.
Absolutely. Oh, I love the term you used earlier when you said aromatherapy hug, you know, making yourself an aromatherapy hug. I just love that. Well, Amy, something else that you briefly mentioned is you mentioned your school. So for those that don't know anything about the New York Institute of Aromatic Studies, which was formerly the Institute of Aromatic Studies, you'll have to remind me.
The New York Institute of Aromatic Studies is now a new school that has combined two schools. Two schools have merged into one school. One was an online school called the School of Aromatic Studies, and the other school was live classes in New York City called the New York Institute of Aromatherapy. And now Jade Schutz, who is the phenomenal educator of what was formerly known as the School of Aromatic Studies, and I, who is the founder of the New York Institute of Aromatherapy, we have now joined and created this new amazing school that's even bigger and better and has a far wider and larger global reach, so to speak. And we offer online learning programs both for the home user, like let's say you're not really interested in becoming a professional certified aromatherapist, but you just want to learn how to use essential oils, how to blend with them, how to use them for your family, home, etc. So we offer kind of like home user classes. And then we offer also more professional level study, both level one aromatherapy certification, level two aromatherapy certification, and we're soon launching level three clinical aromatherapy certification. And we also offer a teacher training certification. And then we have live programs that are in New York, where you come to our physical school in New York City, and we offer, again, certification courses, level one and level two and level three. And then we also offer a lot of fun DIY classes because I love making stuff. So the classes at the school in New York are all about making things like from lip balm to deodorant to body scrubs to chakra oils to all sorts of things. We have all sorts of really fun, simple, like after work classes. And then we also delve in deeper to more like professional level, like in-depth stuff. And then we also offer live streaming, which is a really great way for students who maybe can't make it to New York, but they love the experience of learning live. Like they don't really necessarily want to be at home and just watching our videos or downloading the material, but they really want to interact, you know what I mean? And see the teacher and ask questions and see the other students in class. So we have really great live streaming.
Yeah. Well, I remember I had Jen O'Sullivan on the show forever ago. I need to have her back on. And she introduced me to your program. And I think we focused that episode on the French aromatherapy course or something. Oh, and I bought the course. I haven't finished it, but I mean, just if you really want an in-depth understanding of essential oils, that, I mean, that is the course to take. And I get asked a lot, people write and say, you know, Sam, I want to become a certified aromatherapist. Like there's so many programs. What do I choose? And I just have no hesitation to say the New York Institute of Aromatic Studies. Like that is where to go. I think you guys are the most progressive in the industry of certified aromatherapy, and your whole approach is, it's just great. So I highly recommend it for those that want to learn more. I'll put some information in the show notes for you. And so Amy, I'll just have you kick us off with, you know, what is ylang ylang? What's its history? Where's it come from? Tell us everything.
Well, ylang ylang is Polynesian flower. The botanical name is Kananga odorata. And it is steam distilled from these beautiful kind of orchid-like drippy looking flowers that are incredibly intoxicating with an aroma. Many think of ylang ylang or find its aroma has some affinities and similarities to even jasmine. And in some instances, it's been called the poor man's jasmine because it's not as expensive and the flower yields a much more oil than a jasmine flower. It's not as delicate and it has very similar properties. I mean, ylang ylang traditionally was mostly used for skin and hair by the native people in that part of the world. Ylang ylang also now grows, I believe, in Dominican Republic and in Central America and some of the islands here at this part of the world, rather than all the way on the other side of the globe. It is, like I said, steam distilled and traditionally mostly used for beautification and ceremonial rites. Nowadays, we can find ylang ylang as we've studied and looked at kind of the different chemical constituents and molecules. It has like a wide array of characteristics and properties. And it was also, I would say, mostly used in perfumery and still is to this day, is highly valued and prized as a perfume oil and some of the major perfume houses. And so a lot of traditional perfumes will use ylang ylang. Ylang ylang is unusual too, because when they steam distill it, they steam distill it in different, what are called fractions. So they'll steam distill it where an hour after an hour, that will one portion of the oil will come off. After another 2 hours, another portion of the oil will come off. And so if anyone knows anything and has shopped for ylang ylang, you might see ylang ylang 1, ylang ylang 2, ylang ylang 3, or ylang ylang extra, ylang ylang super extra. So these are just indicating the different fractions when that's kind of been siphoned off the still at different times. Ylang ylang has, I would say, great affinities for skincare and great affinities for kind of emotional balancing and also great affinities for soothing and offering an experience of relaxed muscles. So that's also really good about it. So you can find ylang ylang, like I'll use it like in a massage oil when I'm feeling kind of like tense and stressed, like my body's all like tight from like emotional stress kind of thing. It's really can be loosening and gives that feeling of like your muscles totally melting. I find it also really great for just like women's issues, really balancing for that. And then obviously for skincare, it has so many great molecules that like can soothe irritation, support it feeling better, looking better. It's also really nice because it has a lot of like antimicrobial action. Like it's really good for like, you know, helping us keep healthy. So it's good for kind of strengthening the skin and supporting the skin to be healthier. So there's lots of, I mean, I love ylang ylang. It has such versatility.
I always kind of liken it to a very female oil, but is that to say that it would be like bad for men to use it, or is it just so kind of floral, girl, like pardon the phrase, girly smelling that men typically don't use it?
I think that it's great for both. I mean, it has a really powerful relaxing effect on muscles. So I think for men, it could be great. And here's an example, actually. where synergy would play an important role, going back to our original conversation, because by putting, let's say, ylang-ylang with, I guess, what traditionally would be considered like more male scents, like cedar woods or patchouli or even ginger, right? By pairing it with oils like that, you're giving it a kind of earthier, more masculine experience scent-wise, but it can offer great grounding and relaxation to a guy. And even for face washes or aftershaves or anything like that, I think pairing some ylang-ylang again with maybe some like, you know, Juniperus virginiana, you know, Virginian cedarwood could be really lovely with maybe a little orange, could be really nice for the face, like after a shave. And yet, if you wanted to, for a woman, I would go, you know, away from maybe like the cedar woods and the sandalwoods and the patchouli and go more towards maybe like other flowers like chamomile, you know, mixing it with chamomile and maybe lavender. Ylang-ylang would be awesome for a woman, like for a facial, like serum face oil right before bed to kind of soothe the face and clear and quiet the mind. And it would be a much more sweeter and more floral aroma. So here you're using ylang-ylang, right? But the synergy of the oils that you pair it with like changes its aromatic profile and also changes a little bit about how you would use it even therapeutically.
Right. Now, ylang-ylang is one I reckon also with like female hormonal cycles too, like either before your period starts or for women who are trying to conceive or those sort of time periods in a hormonal phase, like a normal woman's cycle of life. Is there any phase or time period that you would want to avoid ylang-ylang for any reason?
I find ylang-ylang actually really soothing for women. I think personally in the first trimester, you know, when you're pregnant, I pretty much stay away from really topically putting on any oils, you know, until, because that's a time like hormonally when a woman needs to kind of find her own balance, you know what I mean? So I think for the first trimester, I chill a little bit, maybe only use it in an inhaler or just sniffing on a cotton ball. But I don't think, you know, there's any time where you would avoid it entirely. I think it can be very balancing, especially when paired with like geranium oil, chamomile, and clary sage. Even ginger can offer kind of great grounding and balancing. You know, you might find ylang-ylang particularly having a particular affinity during ovulation, perhaps. You know, maybe someone would want to like create like a blend, like a rollerball to use at that period if they're trying to conceive. That might be a nice oil to kind of bring in at that point. And then I think during labor, it would be enormously helpful because of its muscle relaxing properties, you know, and for kind of easing and soothing and comforting. So I think that that might be nice.
I will have to add that one to my doula bag. I have not heard of using that one yet.
Yeah, yes. It could be really nice. It's really... It could be really a nice one.
That's great. Well, this has just been wonderful, Amy. I've learned so much from you. You have so much to offer. Before you go, we always need to ask our guests these closing questions. And the first one is just give us a little glimpse into what your daily health routines look like.
My daily health routine. Well, I'm a big less is more kind of person. And I kind of wake in the morning, splash a little water on my face, usually warm a washcloth up with warm water and a drop of lavender and just put that right on my face in the morning. And I'm really big into face oils. And that's kind of my new thing these days.
Ooh, what are some of your favorites?
Well, I like my carriers that I've been really into lately have been red raspberry seed, pomegranate seed, and baobab and jojoba. I kind of mix all those together and then I add essential oils like helichrysum, lavender, a little bit of sandalwood, and red mandarin. I love that together and I just kind of use that in a blend in the morning and at night, I find that that just centers me and soothes my skin. And that's kind of my thing these days.
I love that. We'll just keep it there. Last question, Amy, what's just one thing that everyone should just ditch completely, get rid of, and replace with something healthier today?
I would say hand sanitizers.
Ooh, good one.
I have a thing about this. You know, I feel like, especially since, I mean, we use essential oils, there's so much you can do with an essential oil. And you just need a little aloe vera gel, a little bit of tea tree and lemon in there, and you're good to go. But these harsh sanitizers, like, you know, like Purell or something, maybe I can't say that out loud, but kind of like harsh drugstore level sanitizers, I feel are very disruptive to the skin microbiome and very disruptive to our skin and are actually causing more challenges for our body to be able to fortify and protect ourselves rather than helping it. And so I think like something as simple as aloe and tea tree could be an amazing alternative.
I love it, Amy. Well, thank you so much for coming onto this show. If you'll just leave everyone with a little call to action of, you know, where to find you, where to find your book, and then we'll say goodbye.
Oh, wonderful. So you can find me at amy@aromaticstudies.com. I encourage you to go to our website at aromaticstudies.com. aromaticstudies.com. And for live and live streaming classes, for right now, you can go to nyioa.com. And this is just for the next month to find all of our live streaming options.
Well, this probably won't go live for another 2 to 3 weeks. So just one more week.
Great.
Great. Well, and then after that, they'll find it at aromaticstudies.com. Is that right?
Absolutely. Perfect. Uh-huh. And the book is on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. So you can find it there. Just go right on Amazon and put in Plant Powered Beauty and you'll find it.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for being here with us today, Amy. We really appreciate it.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me on it. I really enjoyed it. Thanks.
Thank you all for tuning in. We'll catch you again here next week where we'll be talking all about essential oils for oral health. Also, I checked in with Amy Galper about the New York Institute of Aromatic Studies courses and getting some great coupon codes and deals for you all there. The courses are simply amazing. So you can get $100 off the following courses at aromaticstudies.com. The courses are balms, butters, and salves, French aromatherapy, botanical body care products, foundations of aromatherapy, and hydrosols. So $100 off those courses by using promo code REVOLUTION. You can also get 20% off any of their live stream courses if you use promo code REVOLUTION20. And I'll put a link for all of those live stream classes in the show notes below this episode. So I hope you guys can take advantage of that. If you can't tell already, I love getting you guys discounts on things. It's pretty much why I have a podcast, I feel like, so I can get discounts on things for you all. I love it. So check out those courses, links below this episode in the show notes. As always, folks, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.